few weeks back, we talked to the authors of a book on the benefits of music for our mental, emotional, and physical well-being, and we heard from some of you with the stories of music in your life. They were great, and now we want more. So we're opening up the phone lines for your musical story at 800-642-1234. How do you use music in your life? When do you listen to music? Do you have particular kinds of music for specific activities, like maybe driving, housework, cooking? How about exercise? Has your relationship with music changed over time? Do you not listen at all? Did you ever used to do this, just sit and listen to music alone or with friends? Like, I can't remember the last time I did that. Maybe I should do it again. Call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We asked around here at Wisconsin Public Media to hear some stories. Susanna Michaels on the WPR fundraising team shared hers.
My name is Susanna, and I participate in a group of people who get together on Zoom on Wednesday evenings, and we dance. And we need people to make playlists for these dances, and I don't know much about music, but I stepped up to be a playlist maker. And my first playlist contained every dancey song I knew. And now I'm on my 13th playlist, and I don't even know the artists on a lot of my lists anymore. I just find them. I have my ways, and I search out new music. And I workshop my playlist in my own kitchen while I'm cooking or between work. I swap songs around. I swap them in and out of the list. And I'm just amazed that there's a finite number of notes in the musical scale, and yet they can be combined in seemingly infinite ways. And I'm amazed that I'm in my 50s, and for the first time ever, I'm making playlists. And I know that taste is subjective, but I think my mixes are smoking hot. And that's my musical story.
Thanks, Susanna. One of the songs from your playlist there. How about you? What is the role of music in your life? When do you listen? Why do you listen? What does it do for you? Have you discovered new music lately? How do you discover new music? Tell us about it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page, or you can email ideas@wpr.org. We heard from Kate in Barneville. This is a good story. Kate says, I'm an unapologetic music junkie. I grew up loving opera and folk music. Moved toward edgier, politicized music in my college years. Now my kids have brought me to enjoy rap, pop, and country. I don't think there are any genres I can't enjoy and find value in. Kate says, all genres can help us understand our world better and connect us more deeply. I love that, Kate. Thanks for sharing that. And I look back at my life and sometimes where I like restricted myself by genre and didn't seek things out and like I missed a lot. But the downside is there's so much music out there. How can you keep up with all of it? Well, share your story now. Thanks for that, Kate, at 800-642-1234. How does music fit in to your life? Let's go to your calls now. Jack is with us in Madison. Jack, hello.
Hi there.
What did you want to tell us about?
Right. I was going to say, you know, music is really cool and fascinating. For me, I tend to be a pretty heavy rock listener in general. I should say next to NPR and WPR, my favorite station is 101.5. I hope that isn't kind of any accidental endorsement or
judges,
whatever, but
we'll allow that, Jack. That's fine.
Okay, good. Yeah, but yeah, I've always liked rock, although I'm also very much a jazz and, you know, folk music aficionado. I've really gotten into grunge rock in recent years, especially like Pearl Jam, the Foo Fighters, and whatnot. And so I think it's just really cool and fascinating thinking about how, you know, different genres of music, you know, speak to particular people and sort of what it's like when you're listening to their songs and, you know, you try and, I guess, understand their musical choices, what they choose to do, and then sort of how you interpret music. And it's just really fascinating, like, thinking about
cool. The
role that music plays in our lives and what it means to us.
And, Jack, can I ask, when are you usually listening? Is it driving or around the house, or what are you doing when you're listening?
You know, Rob, just about whenever. But I'd say most commonly when I'm driving to work or to see friends or Yeah, occasionally I'll turn the radio on when I'm doing stuff at home or at a coffee shop, but it's mostly in transit.
Awesome. Jack, thank you so much for sharing that at 800-642-1234. We're asking you to share your story. The lines are open for you about how you use music in your life, your how you enjoy music, how you find new music, what you do when you're listening. 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page where we heard from Gabe. Gabe writes, "Music is at the center of everything I do and easily my favorite thing, period." Gabe says, "I listen to music several hours a day every day. When I'm not listening to it, it's stuck in my head. I play music in a band. I spend a lot of money on music and music-related merchandise, stereo equipment, etc. It's everything to me." Gabe, thanks. I love it. Thanks for sharing that story at 800-642-1234. Let's hear from another one of our colleagues now, Clinton Walls from over at PBS Wisconsin. He's big in the vinyl records.
So music has a huge role in my life. And while streaming has become the most convenient way to listen or discover new music, I never left the physical format, and my library of LPs is near 1,000 records. I don't really stream or binge watch shows. I find that listening to music is more relaxing to me, and honestly, it just gets me away from a screen. I've come to prefer records because at about 20 minutes aside, I know I have to get up and flip it. So I find I'm more intentional about my selection and a more dedicated listener, which along with a tangible cover to hold and liner notes to read, I think it increases my appreciation and enjoyment. But it's also a hobby and a social thing. I much prefer to support brick and mortar stores than buy online, and visiting a store in a new city is always a thrill, because no two stores are alike and you never know what you're gonna find there or what you're gonna come home with. And I geek out when I find albums that I like that still have the original plastic and the promotional hype stickers on them. I've actually become really good friends with some of the clerks and owners at the local stores, and I have a favorite message board with music nerds just like me that share hundreds of conversations about music or specific masterings, which has become a part of my daily online activity. So, yeah, it's kind of a thing with me.
Thanks for that, Clint. Clint recommended the Sanford and Son theme song for his clip, one of, in my view, one of the two best TV show theme songs of all time. Let's go back to your calls now. Your music story at 800-642-1234. Joanna is with us in Verona. Joanna, hi.
Hi, Rob. How you doing?
Good. What's your music story, Joanna?
So my music story is my music history. Mm. Parents listened to Big Bang. Big Band. So I goofed on that when I was little. Grew up in the 70s listening to my sister's music. Then my brother's, more of a heavy metal vibe, and then just finding my own way. I mean, I have, you know how you hear a song that you haven't heard in a while, and it instantly connects to something in your past?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I love. You know, so there's music for every part of my life that has to do with my family or where I was at the time the song came out.
Can you give us an example, like one particular song or artist that really takes you back and connects you?
The first time I heard Holiday, I was, my husband was, he was my boyfriend at the time. He was working and I was sitting in his car waiting for him to get done.
And this is Madonna's Holiday?
Correct.
Okay. Oh, that's a great, great memory to take you back to. Thank you so much for sharing that, Joanne. I appreciate it. Let's go to Diane now in New Auburn. Diane, hi. Are you there, Diane? Oh, I think we lost Diane. Maybe she started listening to something instead of talking to us. Jim is with us then in Cedarburg. Jim, hi.
Hey, Rob. Thanks. Yeah, I'm a boomer, and you talk about the Beatles. And the reason I think they are the phenomenon that they are to this day is going back to when they came to America. Ed Sullivan and all. There's a song that puts it in perspective quite aptly. It's called Life in a Northern Town. When they say, in the winter 1963, we felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles. And really, it's what the whole nation needed at that time.
Wow. Jim, what do you go back and listen to? If you say to yourself, I want to hear some Beatles now, what do you reach for first?
Oh, well, Rob, it doesn't matter. I'll do their individual stuff. I mean, I go back to, you know, I want to hold your hand. Doesn't matter. I just, because I grew up with them, you know.
And, I love it.
And quite honestly, as a kid, I didn't know. You know, I didn't know that they were the phenomenon that they were. As a kid, you just take it as it comes. But nobody could do what Lennon McCartney did. No.
Thanks so much for sharing that memory, Jim. I appreciate it. We are taking your calls about the role of music in your life. You can join the conversation now at 800-642-1234. When and where do you listen to music? Is there something that gets you pumped up for exercise, calmed down for bedtime? Do you ever just listen? And as we heard from a couple callers, is there music you associate with a particular time in your life, a memory, a loved one? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're taking your calls about the ways you use music in your life. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Tell us how music fits into your daily routine. What is special about it? How do you find new music? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll get back to your calls in just a moment. Want to hear from another one of our colleagues, Christy Mole, from our Member Drive team.
Music is life. There is a song for every feeling, every event, every experience, every mood. It never fails me. It is my constant companion, and I do a kind of dance called ecstatic dance, where me and a group of people will dance to pretty much all kinds of music. We take turns putting together playlists, and it's a really fun invitation to try to find rhythms in songs that you typically wouldn't listen to, and try to connect and just see what happens. So it's a beautiful microcosm of life, and it's a really fun way to experience music.
Thanks for the story, Christy. Now back to your calls. Tucker is with us in Madison. Hi, Tucker.
Hi, thanks for having me. A previous caller mentioned the nostalgic power of music, and I think a lot of people can relate to sometimes it's almost too much and painful nostalgia if it's associated with a person or a time or a place. And sometimes it can be almost too much to listen to it. But I find that if you take a break, maybe a couple of years or just however long, and come back when there's more space between you and those feelings, you can kind of acknowledge the power that that music had, but kind of reclaim it for the present. And I feel like that's a really powerful feeling, and it kind of feels like growth. So I just wanted to kind of connect it to that. Thanks.
That's lovely, Tucker. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, giving it some time, some room to breathe if it's too painful in the short run. Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Elsbeth joins us now in Port Washington. Elsbeth, hi.
Hello. Well, I just wanted to share that I'm a trauma survivor. I have a wonderful trauma therapist, and so I will quote her. She said, "For you, Elsbeth, music is medicine." And she's so very right. Everything from Aretha Franklin to Miriam Makeba to Beethoven's Ninth. It is medicine.
I'm so happy to hear that for you, Elsbeth. How do you know in a moment which prescription of music you need to reach for?
Well, you know, I don't always know. I sort of have an intuitive sense. If it doesn't feel right, then I always have lots of other choices. So that's how I work it.
Wonderful. Elsbeth, I'm glad you found music as a healing power. That is great to hear. Thanks for your call at 800-642-1234. Our question for you, where does music fit into your life? How do you use it? When do you listen to it? How do you find new stuff? What memories do you connect with music? And like Elsbeth, does it have healing power for you? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go to Jim next in Franklin. Jim, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What's your story, Jim?
Well, I was listening to the gentleman before talking about the Beatles, and I'm not particularly with one song, but I like Rubber Soul, Abbey Road. I play those all the time. Moody Blues, Days of Futures Past, anything from them would be great. And that kind of helped me go through a pretty tough time in my life. And those three albums are actually my favorite. Anything by those three, you know, are fantastic, and I thoroughly enjoy them.
And can I ask Jim, if I may ask your age, like, are these things you grew up with, or did you, like, I listened to those things, like, I listened to a lot of Moody Blues in my dad's collection. Was it part of your childhood or something you discovered later?
Well, I'm 72 years
okay.
old, so I don't know how you want to word that, but I mean, I enjoy all music, but those are actually my favorite two groups.
I got to see the Moody Blues once, actually. It was pretty cool.
Yes,
it's a great show.
I've seen them once, and then the last year, the year and a half ago, we were in, went to Illinois, and they had a Moody group, like look-alike,
like a tribute group,
and they played. We're a tribute group, and they played very good music. We went there, and it was worth every penny of the 2-hour drive and parking and walking to it. But yeah, those groups tend to they bring out a lot of emotion in me. So
fantastic, Jim. Thank you so much for sharing that. It sounds like a great road trip too. We are taking your stories of music and your life, where music fits into your life day to day, or as we heard from a lot of our callers, your past and present and future, days of future past. That was Moody Blues, right? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Liz joins us next in Holman. Liz, hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. What's your music story, Liz?
First of all, I like pretty much every style and type of music out there. I was lucky to be raised by a dad who was born, oh gosh, I hate to say I was the Oaks child, and I'm old now. So my dad died back in 1979, I guess it was. No, 82, I'm sorry. And he was 70 years old. So it gives you an idea. But when I was young, he always told me that if somebody somewhere can call it music, there has to be something good about it. And so I've learned, and that's kind of the way I grew up. I love all kinds of music. So that being said, a lot of music I use kind of like dictates my mood or helps define my mood, shall I say. So I have a rough day. I might put on some hard rock or something like that. Kind of it lets me bang it out a little bit or something. But real quick, some songs that just kind of bring back memories. I've been really going back in my past and loving Chicago. Love that brass sound. Love that rhythm that they had. Always makes me smile, not to quote one of my favorite songs, but yes, Make Me Smile by Chicago. And it's just those kind of eternal bands, the ones that still go out there now and still can sell records. And they have that great sound that never goes away. And it just, you know, that's the stuff that I go back to and allows me to center myself and makes me happy.
Liz, thanks so much for sharing that. And I love just the open attitude toward different kinds of music. I appreciate that. At 800-642-1234. That's still time for your call. If you call in right now at 800-642-1234, share your story of your relation with music. Kathy is with us now in Appleton. Kathy, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I can relate to a couple of the callers here. I also grew up with music. My dad was played the accordion, and so every Sunday, of course, when he'd play, we'd have to dance along with that music.
Oh, okay.
And my parents also listened to a variety of music. We had a hi-fi stereo, of course, back then. And so, and my brother took guitar lessons, and he and I would sing. Well, I can relate to the woman who called that long ago who talked about music as healing, because about 10 years ago, my parents died within 2 months of each other, and I was really mired in grief for a long time, and then I just remembered how much music helped me heal, and I signed up for guitar lessons. I learned how to play the guitar, and I started writing music, and the first song I wrote was about my mother, so music is therapy for me as well, and I listen to all kinds of music, everything from Beatles to Bach. So public radio is one of my favorite stations, of course, because of the classical music. So
Kathy, thank you for sharing that. What a lovely way to deal with grief. I'm glad I heard that story. Thank you. Let's go now to Dan in Green Bay. Dan, hi.
Hello. I just wanted to just share the power of James Taylor. I don't know if there's any other major James Taylor fans out there, but he's touring right now, and we got to see him with Jackson Browne here in November. Ooh. And he just puts on an amazing, amazing show. He and Jackson Browne and his son Henry was there, but it just reminds me of my college years. So about 10 years ago, we got to see him at the Widener Center, got the tickets at the last day, and we were 20 rows back in the middle. And it was just him, a piano and a guitar, a projector and a screen in front of him, and that was amazing. And then, so just reminds me of my college years, and I got to share it with my wife, and one of my sons went there, so it was kind of neat to pass that.
Awesome.
They had no clue who he was. Neither did my wife. She thought it was You've Got a Friend was the song from Toy Story. She had it all goofed up.
Dan, thanks a lot. Glad you had the opportunity to see him again, too. Hey, thanks for everybody for calling in. You can keep sharing your music stories right now. You can head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page. Maybe we can share some of them on the air.